Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller, Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by the great folks over at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, we're here, divisional round weekend. We obviously are focused on the first game of the divisional round, the Chiefs and the Texans. How do you feel about this one going in for the Chiefs? Is it a big win, or is this going to be one of those nail-biters?
Yeah, so it's good to be on with you guys again, and I do not expect this to be a blowout. Now, I did pick the Chargers last week against the Texans, and the Chargers could have played much better in the first half of that game, the first quarter, and the game would have been much different. They were dominating the Texans early in that game, but the Houston defense, it impressed me. They're not the most talented team on offense. They're obviously missing Tank Dell and some other guys that are out with injury, but I don't think the Chiefs are going to have a cakewalk here. They haven't played football in a long time. I think the first half, there'll be some rust involved in that, even though they're the more rested team. And I just think this will be a fourth-quarter game, and Patrick Mahomes will pull out his magic wand and a little hocus-pocus, and the Chiefs will win and advance to the AFC Championship game. But I would be surprised if it's a blowout, because I think there'll be some mistakes on both sides that'll keep the game close. And I know you're going, Bob, right? You're going to be out there freezing your tuchus off watching the game. And so I'm looking forward to watching it too. It is amazing, though, how unpopular the Texans are, that every weekend they play the first game in the playoffs, which is the worst window. You want to be in like the primetime window, but that's how unpopular the Texans are.
Well, how unpopular they are, and even the popularity of the Chiefs can't carry them to a better time slot, right?
I know. The magic, you got the magic of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and all that, and the Texans are like this anchor, even bringing them down in terms of television popularity and all that. But it's good, right, because the weather's not great, so at least it'll be, you know, somewhat better than playing at night, completely at night. So you'll have that for you, going for you.
Two things. One, thank you for introducing me to the word tuchus. I never knew what that word was. And then Two, I think this game is going to be interesting. And maybe you can kind of come to my side of this, Ben, because I think their defensive line is a decent. I think it's a great defensive line that they have in Houston. But I also think that the way the Kansas City Chiefs know how to, like, react to everybody else's, like, system, like, I think you'll see Mahomes kind of, like, do different things. Obviously, the last time he played Houston, he had an ankle injury, and somebody tried to say they were going to make a promise or a threat, whatever it was, and it didn't work out. But I do find this interesting. CJ Stroud, Arrowhead, playoffs, cold weather. If he goes in there and plays decent, I don't think they win, but plays decent. Like you said, it's not a blowout. Is he a top six quarterback in the NFL?
I don't have him as a top six quarterback. I mean, listen, you can change, as we know, you can change everything about your story in the playoffs, right? You play well, that's what we remember. And if you play bad like Justin Herbert, we remember that last week for the Chargers. So, yeah, if he goes in, and he did play at played at Ohio State, which I think they get kind of cold games there at Ohio State late in the year. So he's played in cold weather before. I don't know how well he's played in that cold weather, but if he holds his own against the Chiefs defense, it will certainly add to his legacy. But this year he was not very good for much of the season in Houston, and he was the offseason MVP. I was on with you guys, every week I come on, and I was kidding around. I think I was texting Bob about how C.J. Stroud won the MVP award in the offseason. Then he actually had to play the games, and he was just like a middle-of-the-pack quarterback to the back of the NFL rankings. I wouldn't put him at number six, but he would definitely move up, And you know how the overreaction machine is. You play well against the Chiefs at Arrowhead, and it'll be like the Texans are set up for next year. Even if they lose the game, which I think they will lose, I think it'll be closer than the point spread. But the hype will start again for C.J. Stroud turning the corner and all that mumbo jumbo. But I agree with your analysis as far as the defense is concerned. This should be a low-scoring defensive game. Cold weather, it's got all the ingredients that normally present a low-scoring type of game.
Talking with Ben Maller here on 96.5 The Fan. You can catch him overnights on Fox Sports Radio. And the other AFC game, like the NFC is kind of the redheaded stepchild, so to speak, of this weekend's games, because you got the Chiefs, obviously, that everybody wants to watch. And then you've got this Buffalo-Baltimore game that's going to be in snow and cold weather, featuring allegedly the two MVP candidates for at quarterback for these two games. What do you see this one looking like?
Yeah, so first of all, this is you talk about legacy for Josh Allen. If they screw this up, you've got perfect Chamber of Commerce Buffalo weather, 9 degrees and snow at kickoff of this game on Sunday night between the Ravens and the Bills. But if the Bills don't win this game, that will mean that Josh Allen has lost at home in the playoffs to Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson, the three guys that are all part of this class of quarterbacks, this generation of quarterbacks. So that's a tough mountain to climb back from, to climb over if you're Josh Allen. And then you have the other factor that you've got Lamar Jackson, cold weather. He hasn't played well in the playoffs. He played okay last week, but it seemed like it was more of a Steeler issue. They just were not there. Like, they were no-showing. They went AWOL Pittsburgh against Baltimore. So we'll see what he does. Buffalo's, they're not that good on defense, but they're at home. They've got the weather. I think the Buffalo Bills are actually going to win this game. I think Buffalo will be in the AFC Championship game, and it'll be back at Arrowhead, and we've seen that before, and I think we're going to see it again next weekend.
Let's move over to your guys, Ben, in L.A. Yep. I'm super almost believing 100% that somehow the Rams are going to make the NFC Championship game. I just think that it's crazy that nobody gives – I don't know where we lose this, because we did it with Brady and Belichick all the time. Who's the coach? Who's the quarterback? Okay, that's all I need. That's the team. McVay and Stafford, 5-1 in the playoffs. Their only loss, I believe, was last year to Detroit, where they lost by 2 in the fourth quarter, and it was a close game. I think L.A. is the team that you don't want to play. I'm not worried about Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts doesn't scare me. Sirianni doesn't scare me. Detroit, Campbell's somehow going to gamble too much or do something, whereas McVay and Stafford, just cool, calm, collected. And I know. They played Sam Darnold, and yeah, he showed up as a pumpkin, and that whole thing's over, and $80 million down the drain. But tell me I'm wrong or crazy about Stafford and McVay.
So this game, Dusty, I like the Rams. You guys know that. But I've gone back and forth on this game because – you know, it's going to be cold, not as cold as it's going to be in Kansas City, but it's going to be, I think, in the 30s. I think originally there was going to be snow. Now they say there's going to be rain in the game in Philadelphia. And, you know, the Rams, you know, West Coast team going to cold weather, that usually is not a good formula for success. But the Rams just seem a little different. They were a soft team over a couple years after the Super Bowl. They were a soft team. Even when they won the Super Bowl, they were a soft team. And so they've tried to toughen it up, and the defense has been outstanding. Although they played Philadelphia during the regular season, and Saquon Barkley had 255 yards rushing in that game. So, I mean, he absolutely killed them. And they're better now than they were then. Obviously, they've been playing very well here to close the year. I did take the Rams. I think this will be a fourth quarter game, and I agree with your analysis, Dusty. If as long as the Rams can somewhat contain, they're not going to stop Saquon Barkley, but as long as they can contain him and force Jalen Hurts to make plays, I think the Rams are in really good shape here. And the Eagles have suffered some injuries on defense, so they're not as good as they were when they played the Rams. And they're really playing with house money, because the Eagles are – this is Nick Sirianni. They're supposed to win. They had the great regular season. They're at home. We know how the Neanderthals in Philadelphia react if the team's not playing well. So, you know, there's a lot to like about the Rams. I am taking the Rams on the TV show plus the points. Although Matthew Stafford, I don't love Matthew Stafford in cold weather, but I think it'll be a close game. I think it'll be, you know, just like most of these playoff games will be close. It'll be a fourth quarter game, and you know, it's a toss up at that point. The Rams can run the ball unlike some Ram teams in recent years. So they have a running game with Kyron Williams. And obviously they have Puka Nacua, who's one of the top five receivers in the NFL. So they've got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And I think it'll be enough to make that a very exciting game in Philadelphia.
You know, the games are going on, but the real story is Dallas, obviously. You know, Jerry Jones can't get into the playoffs, so he asserts himself into the playoffs and becomes the number one story, you know, of the week. And that's obviously the job opening there, the connection with Deion Sanders. Does Deion take this job? Because to me, that has to be the answer for Dallas, at least for our purposes.
Well, there's no way. Yeah, from a sports radio perspective, clearly. I mean, we need this. I need this in my blood. I need Deion Sanders and Jerry Jones sitting around the campfire singing Kumbaya and with cameras rolling because it's a reality TV show. Can you imagine what these conversations must be like between Jerry Jones and Deion Sanders? Like they know everyone's talking about him. They love it. This is what they live for, the attention, right, all that stuff. Everyone's yapping about this. But the way I look at it, Jerry Jones has pretty much boxed himself into a corner. If you don't hire Deion Sanders, who is your fallback option? Robert Saleh? You can't sell that. You're the Dallas Cowboys. You have to hire Deion. And Deion, even though he's not from Dallas, he's lived there for many, many years. He raised his family. His kids were raised in the Dallas area. So it's just a natural. And how do you, if you're Deion Sanders, you're all about marketing and branding. How do you, if Jerry Jones is going to hire you, how do you turn down that job to stay at Colorado when your kids are leaving Colorado? And there's no reason. As long as this is all legit, you got to take the job. If you're Deion Sanders, you got to go for it.
Is there a good job open right now? Because I don't think there are. I don't think there's many appealing jobs out there. In fact, I think Dallas is the least appealing of all the jobs out there with the fact that you have to deal with Jerry. Are there any jobs that are open right now where you're like, gosh, that's a good one?
Well, I'm going to press back on that. I think all of the jobs are good, Bob. They pay a lot of money to coach football. So there is not a bad job in the NFL. And I would argue, based on the ego, and you know a bunch of these guys as well as I do, a lot of these people that work in the NFL, to get to that level, you got to have a giant ego. And there's no bigger stage than coaching the Dallas Cowboys. So that's got to be the top job. If you imagine if you go to Dallas and actually make the Cowboys relevant and win, and get to a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, if you're the coach of the Cowboys, you talk about being a made man. Oh, my goodness. You overcome the curse of Jerry Jones and you win in Jerry's world. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So all these guys, you know, Deion Sanders is thinking about that, although he didn't even win at Colorado. So who knows?
Who knows? Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the games this weekend, the national championship game on Monday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Stay warm, Bob.
There it is. Ben Maller brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And he mentioned Deion to Dallas, right? And I think you and I are kind of on board with that. That would be the greatest thing we could possibly see, right? Deion going to Dallas would be a fantastic hire. I think that happens. I do. I'm gonna go out on a limb and I'm going to say Deion does get the Dallas job. I think Mike McCarthy gets the job in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I think Aaron Glenn does get the Jets job. Because he actually wants the job. I don't know who's going to get the Saints job. And I think Pete Carroll gets the Raiders job. From what I understand, I don't think people believe that Ben Johnson is going to get a head coaching job. And if you're the Las Vegas Raiders at this point in time, where you are in your franchise and where you are divisionally,
mm-hmm.
I think you got to hire Pete Carroll out there. He's a proven winner. He's a proven name. And he is somebody that I believe could give you the best chance of going toe-to-toe with everybody else in the division that are playoff teams right now. You need a real head coach in Oakland, and I don't believe that Ben Johnson is that right. I don't think Ben Johnson gets a job this hiring cycle.
Oh, I disagree.
Okay.
I think he'll get a job. I think it's now or never. Like, he can't, like, I mean, I think the Bears should call him. I think he should go to Chicago because he's got the opportunity. I mean, like, he's not going to go to New Orleans. He could go to Jacksonville. Maybe. Jets, no. Chicago, probably. Obviously, New England's taking care of Vegas. I don't think he's going to Vegas. If they had the number one overall pick, I think he might go to Vegas. But he's not going to go. I mean, because he has Brock Bowers. He has Max Crosby.
You don't have a quarterback.
Exactly, and you're not picking. What, they're picking like fifth?
Yeah. But,
or something like that.
But who's even out there as a quarterback? You know, that's the other thing. Like, this is a bad year to need a quarterback in the NFL. And I think, right, as Binkley has said, next year's going to be a bad year, mm-hmm, to need a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, Arch
as
Manning
well.
Will spearhead that with Carson Beck. Those, yeah, are two guys that.
But also, too, now you've got Quinn Ewers going to the NFL. And I believe that he didn't get a good enough offer to stay in college, so he's going pro. Like, that's his fallback option right now because he didn't get the $6 million we thought from Ohio State.
I thought he was for sure going to go to Ohio State.
Someplace like that. It sure seems like he didn't have any collegiate. Imagine that now. The entering the draft is your fallback option.
How much of that semifinal game gave everybody in college football the idea to be like, yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not what?
Taking
maybe
Quinn,
not on Quinn.
Oh, on,
yeah,
Quinn. Yeah.
His presence was worse than Sam Darnold.
Who lost more money, Sam Darnold or Quinn Ewers?
Darnold
for sure.
Yeah, probably. So I mean, Darnold probably lost college money. But
Darnold probably lost $80 million. He's going to get paid less than Baker got paid.
Oh, yeah, well, Darnold's going to end up signing a 1-year, $5 to $10 million contract to be a backup quarterback. I guarantee you, Sam Darnold probably lost well over $100 million, maybe even close to $200 million, based on the way that he played. Because if he played great against the Lions and he played great against the Rams, people would be salivating to pay that guy five years, $220 million.
Even just in one of those games, he showed up.
Just one of those games showed up, but he went 8 quarters and was a ghost.
It's terrible.
And
if he'd have won the game against Detroit, he wouldn't have played that game.
That's exactly right.
So then he's just like, the unknown is always paid more, mm-hmm, than the known.
No doubt about it. Yeah. So I think Quinn Ewers ultimately is entering the draft. A, there's not a lot of great quarterbacks in the draft, but B, I think that's his fallback option. I don't think he got the offers he really wanted from college. And if Ohio State, let's say, just for example, says, we'll give you $2 million to come here, is that really worth it to stay one more year in college for $2 million? Or do you try to make that jump to the NFL? And if you're a first round pick or a high second round pick, which quarterbacks seemingly are, you're going to probably take in more money in the NFL. So, mm-hmm, I think he did his due diligence with college, and colleges are like, we're not that interested anymore.
Yeah. I just could have sworn he was going to go to Ohio State.
Me too.
Yeah, they just screamed that. Here's some audio from the New Heights podcast. Their guest this week was LeBron James.
Have you seen this tweet from 2015? LeBron is 30. This won't go on for much longer. Thank God.
Yes, I saw that tweet throughout all of my 30s.
That's too funny.
And I laughed at it so hard every single time.
You put it up in the locker and you just put it right there. Like, yeah.
Want to know what's funny? When I turned 40, the same guy said LeBron turned 40. This won't go on much longer.
That's fucking gold, man.
So good. So good. Look at that. That's so good.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to be real upset when I turn 50.
No doubt.
So,
got LeBron be playing at 50 and still kicking everybody's ass, right?
Yes. So, awesome, this is a topic that we were thinking about the other day because you, out of nowhere, were watching the Lakers game and you said, did you guys just see LeBron James's left-handed dunk?
That was like a week ago now, just to be fair, right? Yeah, but sometimes things come up late. I'm just giving everybody
And then all of a sudden it's an evergreen topic that we're getting ready to get into. So that's why we bring that up. And then all of a sudden, he's the guest on New Heights who just got the $100 million deal from the Amazon podcasting system, which is bravo to them.
Yeah, congratulations.
If you didn't think he was going to retire if they win, I'll say it again. They got $100 million from Amazon to do their podcast.
Yeah, but by the time Uncle Sam and Jason gets his, it's not a lot.
Okay, I was waiting for the smile. Because you remind me of the lady in the line at the gas station one time when I was like, man, the jackpot's $295 million. She goes, yeah, by the time you win, you get only $150. I said,
oh, that's it?
I said, oh, how much money do you bring in a year?
But she was being serious.
Dead serious. And I was like,
I'm joking.
Obviously. I was like, I just looked at her and went, I literally went, And she turned around and goes, what? I said, I just didn't know that you made $150 million every year. She goes, well, I don't. But look at all that money you've lost. I go,
I was at the Hy-Vee gas station yesterday, cashing in my points, had 81 cents off a gallon, got gas for under $2 yesterday.
Wow.
Brioche, nice, baby. And I will be going to Hy-Vee today for the tailgate stuff that we need and the liquor department that they have over here at 75th and State Line. Let's go. And so I'm the only one there, right, at the gas station yesterday. And what did they have, about 12 pumps?
I don't know.
Right? Roughly, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Good amount, right? It's a big area. There's not only two gas pumps.
Sure.
I'm the only one there. Woman pulls in right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
All these empty pumps. And then, like, I was filling up in the shade, so I walked out to where the sun was because, you know, it was a lot warmer. And then she's, like, standing there in the car looking at me, like, waiting for me to move when there are pumps as far as the eye can see.
People are weird.
Wow.
But no, that audio, LeBron James, you know, the guy's like, 30 is going to be rough. I look at LeBron James, I look at Tom Brady, because those are the two athletes in my lifetime that have been very successful once the 4-0 hits.
Who else has played this long?
I mean, was Breeze 40?
Yeah, I think he was.
Was Manning 40?
I don't think so.
But like, Dusty. Manning fell apart. Right?
His shoulder, head fell off. Yeah.
Well, his shoulder, like, literally
fell
apart.
They had to solder his neck back on.
Who was better at 40, Brady or LeBron? Because I think, and I'm gonna defend my case that it's LeBron.
I'm gonna go with you on that because I think it's harder to play at this level in the NBA than it is at play quarterback in the NFL.
LeBron practices every day.
Yeah,
LeBron plays on hardwood.
Hardwood.
LeBron
up and down,
has to run
defense,
constantly.
Offense. Yeah,
and I know the NFL has psychos in it, but like it's not like Tom Brady was practicing every day, every week. He was practicing Fridays. That was it. By the time he was 40, they're like, Tom, just play Friday. We'll give you the game plan Thursday. You just walk through it. I know that because they would say that it was in his contract in Tampa.
And that's fine.
Have to practice it.
And I have no problem with that.
Now, again, he won a Super Bowl at 40. LeBron has not won a championship at 40. LeBron athletically, to me, at the age of 40, is something that I didn't think we'd ever see. Go look at his numbers. He's averaging like 26.
Yeah,
like,
but he doesn't even look like he's 40, you know? Like, I mean, he looks like he's looked since he got into the league. Now, obviously, his hairline is receding and he's older, obviously.
Well, but, so is mine.
Yeah, exactly. But from a playing standpoint, LeBron hasn't aged. From a playing standpoint, LeBron has not aged at all. And that's impressive in the NBA because you're up and down, back and forth, playing offense, playing defense, guarding some of the best players out there. And as you mentioned, the hardwood does take a toll, man.
By the way, do you think it's LeBron?
I think LeBron's the best athlete of all time.
Yeah, what Brady did was impressive. But like LeBron looks like he could go for another 5 to 6 years.
He's a top 15 player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
I know he was joking, but you don't think he plays till he's 50.
But LeBron doesn't get sacked. Yeah, well, neither did Brady.
Neither did Brady.
Like, Brady had rules against him.
And if Brady got sacked, it was twice a game.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'll look it up how many times he got sacked in his final 2 years of the league.
And that's not to take anything away from Tom.
No. I think Tom's great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But like
what LeBron's doing in that sport, which is more physically enduring than football, like, if Brady was 40 and he was a slot receiver, we'd have a different discussion.
Or a left tackle, but he would be playing those positions at that age. The ability to not get hit has prolonged the shelf life for quarterbacks, and that's great because we want Patrick Mahomes to stay around as long as he possibly can. But, you know, after covering the NBA for 2 years, I have a greater appreciation for how these guys work, and it is work out there. And for all the folks who say they don't play defense or all the stuff, like basketball is not my sport, but I appreciate how good they are. I believe NBA players are the best athletes on the planet when it comes to the four majors. And watching those guys defend, watching them go up and down the court, watching them just work sets on offense, it is nonstop grind out there on the floor. I mean, it is a freaking workout session every single minute they're on the floor.
You ready for this, Mac?
Yeah.
From the 816. Stop it now. LOL, a non-contact sport versus a violent sport. Not to mention Tom changed his entire throwing motion to not show age in his arm. You guys sound like Skip Bayless.
Changed his
good.
Throwing
that, that's
motion.
A compliment. Skip Bayless is one of the most successful, highest paid individuals who have ever done this. So when you use that term Skip Bayless, I said it for years. People call you're like Skip Bayless. Thank you. That's a great compliment. I wish I could make $5 million a year.
Yeah, just, you know. From the 785, another fake story from Dusty, LOL. Not fake. And if you want to know where that lottery ticket story was, Greenwood Casey's.
Oh, Greenwood.
If you know where that's at, you go straight through the light. There's a Greenwood. There's a Casey's on the right side. I walked in. There were three people in front of me. The old lady was one of them. She literally complained about the lottery ticket being you lose half your money. Uncle Sam, I just don't know why I would make stuff like that.
Why would I make things around and make stuff like that? That's something that you've actually experienced.
Like, literally happened. Like, Casey's, Greenwood, there's a coffee shop just up the street. I don't know what to tell you. That's just, if you don't believe my life, you can come follow me around for like a week. You'll see it happen. Are you serious? Fake story. Why would I make a fake story about a lottery ticket in Casey's?
What was your other fake story that you made
up? I don't know. They got a huge hog? That'd be a fake story. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into Smash or Pass on Fesco and Dusty.